If you move now into the next room, you will find a series of images on the back of the narrow wall shared with the first gallery. If you look towards the middle of the series, you will see an image titled, "The Only Good Indian is a Dead Indian." Featured here is one of the most infamous villains from the Wars on the Great Plains, General Philip Sheridan. The collage-like image is set on a page from a history book with Sheridan's name at the top. He is shown in a coffin while his compatriots look on. Brutal in his tactics, Sheridan fought to drive the Great Plains tribes to accept reservation life or face extinction. He urged the slaughter of buffalo across the plains, hoping to drive the Native Americans to desperation and force them to comply with the U.S. government's demands. History remembers Sheridan for saying, "The only good Indian is a dead Indian." Behind the image of Sheridan is a map. On this map is a thread connecting Fort Marion, Florida to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba to Sheridan's mouth. The artist, Jameson Banks, draws a parallel between the larger goals of the U.S. government represented through the practices of Sheridan, the imprisonment of the warriors at Fort Marion, and the present-day Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. Prisoners at both did not receive due process and were labeled prisoners of war. Both places are now symbols of injustice, abuse, and disregard for the rule of law. In the foreground of the image is text taken from an advertisement for Disney World, like Fort Marion, also in Florida. The text serves as a reminder of the complicated history of Florida and draws attention to the way that Fort Marion was publicized as a tourist attraction, much like Disney, where people would visit, hoping to stare at the once fearsome Great Plains warriors who had become tame and civilized in the manner of European settlers. Today, Fort Marion is still a tourist attraction, though you will find little mention of the Native American prisoners held there, and promotional materials suggest their captivity was decidedly pleasant for residents of St. Augustine and warriors alike.